Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome back. We're live at Scissors and Scotch, 30th and Yankee Hill. I'm probably slightly out, turn myself down a little bit here so I don't blow everyone's eardrums out. Austin Norman, DP, but worlds colliding. Worlds are colliding. We're here at Scissors and Scotch. They have the old fashions I'm excited to try. They have the scotch, the bourbon, but it's Thirsty Thursday. We bring in Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Uncle Kev, welcome.
Gentlemen, how's it going? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you all right. We are good. Yep.
I can't hear myself very well, but that's all right. I don't need to.
We can. Turn that up a little bit. Hopefully that helps things out. Let's hear that crack.
Yeah, there we go.
There it is. Kevin, I dropped by the shop today on my way down. Looks nice.
Well, thank you. I saw that. There was a beacon in the air, and I was like, that must be Austin driving by.
Had I not had to get here, I would have stopped in and warned you. But I knew that we were going to see you here today. Appreciate Austin for opening his space up, right? I mean, you know, drinking is part of the experience here at Scissors and Scotch. I'm not saying you're not bringing the hard stuff, not the quite as hard stuff. Looks like you're pouring a white, which makes it a good thing that Stricky's gone.
Well, you know, I think Stricky enjoys good stuff regardless of what it is. But it's officially summertime now, and so I'm thinking a nice Sauvignon Blanc from Napa Valley would be appropriate. This one's kind of special because I actually met this owner winemaker over 20 years ago, and he still sends me a Christmas card every year. His name's Michael Honig, and back 20, 25 years ago, he was trying to make his winery more self-sufficient, more sustainable. He said when I'd go to make wines, we'd have all these alarms that would set, and some were to determine like spikes in fermentation, spikes in CO2, stuck fermentation problems, right? And he said it was constant that his wines were always problematic, and so he wanted to find ways to make his vineyard more sustainable. So he found a guy that has honeybees, and so instead of spraying to pollinate the vines, he just releases the bees in the vineyard and they pollinate everything. And then instead of spraying for weeds and whatnot, he found a guy that has goats and he releases the goats in the vineyards. And I said, well, don't they eat the grapes? He says, that's the funny thing is that they're pygmy goats, so their legs are too short, they can't reach it. And so he said, ever since we started going to more of these sustainable practices and these more natural practices, my wines are taste better. I don't have problems during fermentation. It's like set it and forget it. They last longer than they used to, and they're just really, really clean, really, really great. The other thing, he's like, my vineyard is best suited for Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet, so that's all I'm going to make. So give it a taste. Let me know what you think, and we'll go from there. I'm used to the boom mics. These little head mics get in your way when you're trying to consume.
They do. Let me just say, I love a man that knows himself, right? We talk about identity in sports all the time, knowing who you are, what you do well. To understand what kind of grapes you can grow, what kind of wines you can make, and stick to that. First of all, just off the top, I respect that. DP?
Yeah, this is where the good men live. So mark this one down. So when we come Christmas time, put this in the collection. So this is a good man's good wine.
This is a going to be the 12 days of Xmas box.
12 days of Winemas straight into the box. This goes with everything all the time.
And, you know, it's Sauvignon Blanc, so it isn't going to see really any oak barrel aging. If it does see oak, it's going to be barrels that have been used more than once, and so they don't impart the flavor into the wine as well, or as much. And so it's meant to be more crisp and more clean, and you get those kind of tangerine notes and the melon notes.
This is clean. And clean is the word. Clean is the word. This is the one that you accidentally go through a case.
Yeah, especially on the warmer deck days. And
this is warm. Like today out here with the breeze, you're gonna go through and make really good long friends. This is not a short visit one.
Last week I was kind of scrolling through, and, you know, I'm kind of a food nerd and a big grill guy, you know, and there was this one recipe for it was a seared ahi tuna, and it's sesame seeds with a little brown sugar, a little bit of it had a little bit of oil in there, and you just sear it on both sides to get that nice crust on the outside, and then that ahi tuna is nice and pink in the middle, and a wine like this would be perfect with something like that.
Yeah, I'm in this one with a seasoned pasta.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, this one here, yeah, this is, whether you're grilling or not, doesn't matter what comes off the grill, but a really good seasoned pasta with this, and this is a bread and oil.
Yeah.
This is a bread and oil. Like, we want to get fancy, let's sit there, we'll break some bread, dip it in oil. Yeah.
On that front, I know you're both worldly men of culture. You've seen your fair share of the world. I want to shout out Mama and Papa Orman. Supposed to be in Italy by now at a pasta making class, but their flights got delayed.
So
they're sitting in Venice of the United States, aka Montclair, New Jersey, right now, waiting for their 8 p.m. flight out of Newark to get to Venice. And they're going to miss the pasta making class, so hopefully they get there.
How long are they going to be over there for?
They're going to be there a week and a half. Ish, okay. Give or take.
All right, Kevin.
But they're a day behind, day and a half behind now. So.
Is there a wine that is specific to being over there that you would recommend?
Are they in northern or southern Italy?
They will hit Rome. They'll start in Venice, then go to Rome, and then Florence, I want to say.
So up north. So basically up there, you're part of what's called the Alpine Ring, which is just south of Switzerland. Mm. And so it's a little cooler climate. Their most notable white is Pinot Grigio.
Sure.
But I also really like one called Suave.
Suave?
Yeah.
Like Rico Suave?
Like Rico Suave. That would certainly be great with a fresh, you know, pasta primavera, you know, tossed butter and herbs, and maybe throw a little grilled shrimp in there or something like that. And then you're right near Tuscany, basically, as well. Also in Veneto, where Verona is, and that's one of my favorite wineries.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or wine regions in Italy, it's there's a place called Valpolicella, means the Valley of Flight, and because the grapes are all named after the indigenous birds in Valpolicella, and they make some beautiful wines.
Excellent. What's in the plastic cups?
All right. So we're going to do, you know, we've kind of been doing this Rattler thing, and so we're going to stick with it because, you know, we're using the summer theme where it's officially summertime now. I'm going to take Jay's portion. And
it's only right.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is from Fair State Brewing out of Minneapolis.
And, hey, Jay's territory, Jay's people.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's funny that you mentioned that because I didn't think of that until I got here. But, yeah, being a Minnesota fella, I thought I'd bring in a Minnesota wine to tribute to Jay. Fair State Brewing, it's called Foamer's Lime, and it's a lager with lime puree. And so it's meant to be summertime.
You already got me.
Yeah.
You already got me.
It makes it too easy.
You already got
it?
You already got. You're like, this is a Jason Tatum open three. This is Dylan Raiola without a blitz. This is Kase from the corner. This is golden. This is golden. Yeah, I already know, bro.
I love the color. I love the lime on the nose first, right? It hits you before you even get a sip. This is lime.
All in.
And then it's there, but it's not overpowering, right?
All
it's not
in,
like
man.
Lemon lime candy or a lemon lime drink. It's a lager with lime.
All right. In, man.
And it's a natural lime. It's not like lime
flavor. Yeah, it's not the flavor. It's lime.
Yep.
Like, oh, no. This is, yeah.
To quote White Men Can't Jump, it's too easy.
Too easy. It's hard damn work making beer this good.
That's right.
Seem easy. This is, no, they put a really, this is, I'm trying to put it with the right thing. But all I want to do with this is fresh tortilla chips, lime sprinkle, a really good queso and salsa.
Or pico.
Yeah, give me pico with this.
Yep.
Pico with this.
Right there, I'm
or even guac with a little squirt of lime on top of it, you know?
I'm in heaven with this. Both great warm weather beverages. Mm. Well done.
For me, I've got a fanny pack around my waist with a rod and reel in my hand.
Yeah.
And that fanny pack's got a cup holder in it. And I'm casting for bass off the bank with a can of this in my cup holder in my fanny pack.
Yeah, this
my fishing pack.
This checks all the boxes.
It does.
For and these are your friends are gonna love you for these two.
Mm-hmm.
This is show up to the barbecue, yeah, like you know, go at it. Everyone's going to like it, crowd-friendly. You know, Napa Valley is an increasingly expensive place to do business, and but these are still at $25. And,
is that – you're kidding.
No, it's – I mean, it's
– 25?
It sounds – I don't know. I guess it depends on your perspective. That could be expensive. But any wine from Napa Valley under $25, especially all estate-grown, meaning that the producer owns the vineyards in which the grapes are grown. They only make the wine from what they grow themselves. So it really has their signature on it from start to finish. For that to land on our floor for under $25 is hard. And this is legit. This is my favorite white wine in the store right now.
Yeah, both of these pass the scent. And then not only the swallow, but the whole mouthful that I kind of want to savor and hold it for a bit before I swallow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not everybody passes that test.
No.
Both of these pass that test.
Kevin, take us inside your store. Like you said, it is summer. Let's say you're going for a lake day with the boys, with the family, or you're going fishing, you have the fanny pack. Build your ideal four-pack. You get four different beers to take out with you, four different cans that you've brought in. What is Kevin Meyer's dream four-pack?
So starting with the basic, most fundamental, I'm going with a Coors Banquet hand grenade.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
That is my
fire me up.
My working man's beer, and they come in those little stubby bottles. There's something about that bottle that makes that beer taste. So that's my workmanship beer. My next beer would be a beer similar to like this Foamer's Lime. Also that Beerhouse Maischgaller, which is the lemon rattler made by Kincaid's German brewery.
Two for two.
So I've got, you know, one of these kind of fruited beers for when I'm thirsty, because you don't want a real, you know, heavy, high ABV beer when you're thirsty, just because things start to happen, dehydration, you know,
problems.
Intoxication, et cetera, et cetera. And then Then I'm going to go with like a just a good solid pale ale, like something with some hops to it, nothing overwhelming, you know, like a Sierra Nevada, something classic like that, or maybe one of our local either like Ziploc Skinny Legs from White Elm.
White Elm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is one of my go-to. It's technically an IPA, but it's not an overdone one. So that's my four pack, pretty much right there.
Then here's what I want to offer. Put that four pack together.
Get it to the ticket.
Tell me what the price is, and then that's the special that you'll also offer down at the store.
Cool.
For folks just to come in and be able to say, you know what?
I want the Kevin.
Yep.
Give me the Kevin four pack.
Yep. Give me the four pack. You'll bill me.
Shoot me a text and remind me to put some four packs together.
Yep.
And then we'll make it happen.
And the text line wants a reminder on the wine again.
It's called Honig. It is a Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc. Beautiful looking bottle. Great tasting wine. Some of my favorite white wine in the store right now. And then Fair State Brewing Foamer's Lime Lager with Lime Puree.
I will take both of them. And then Bubba, you just sold a four pack to Bubba. He said he's all in. So
tell Bubba I'm going home for the day, but hit me up tomorrow and I'll have it waiting.
There we go.
What are the hours? What's the location to hit you up?
We're at 13th and South Streets. We open at 9 a.m. every day, except for Sundays. We open at 1 o'clock. On the weekends, we're open till 11. During the week, we're open till 10.
There we go, brother. Job well done.
Thank I give you, it sir. A 10.
Kevin Meyer gets an 11. Kevin Meyer, Myers Cork and Bottle, thanks as always. We'll take a break. DP and Jay Moore will go on the other side.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.